Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, question. How much do you feel like you're supposed to live your life versus how much are you supposed to take care of your family? This is a question that I've been struggling a lot with the last couple of weeks, ever since my dad's been in the hospital. Mm-hmm. In case you haven't been here, my dad was in the last 20 days, he's been in the hospital 14 days. And I, as I'm getting older, I think I've been struggling with the idea of my parents raised me to get out there and go live your dreams, right? And I have. I moved all over the country to go pursue this dream of radio, and I've done really well for myself, and I'm really proud of all the everything that I've done, right? And as I am getting older, I'm realizing that my parents now, who live alone, are starting to need a lot more help. Mm-hmm. And none of us kids, who they all raised all three of us to go out and be ambitious and live our dreams, don't live anywhere near them. And now I'm kind of looking at myself from Maryland back over to Georgia where they live, like, damn it, man, like this, something doesn't feel right about this anymore. And there may be a different perspective that you have, because a lot of you guys have kids. And so like that's a completely different perspective, but kind of similar topic, where it's like, where does your perspective start to shift where you have to start giving up kind of your goals and aspirations in lieu of what like the family needs, right? Mm-hmm. So I brought this conversation up to my mom because I'm like, listen, mom, we gotta have kind of a more honest conversation about this. Like, what
do you need?
What do you need? Honestly, what do you need? Mm-hmm. Like, does my life plans and goals need to start shifting because mm-hmm. you and dad are starting to get older? Do I need to like come home? Honest to God, because I know you can't be running him and back and forth. My dad has prostate cancer, by the way, and it's not going to get better. That's just the truth. So this is what my mom told me. I'm going to play a clip of what my mom told me yesterday. I want to get y'all's impression of this and kind of let's break this down for just a second. This is just a minute for my podcast yesterday. Listen to this.
Well, don't feel guilty. I mean, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to live your life.
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes, you raised me that way and I have. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten out here. I busted my ass and like I'm mm-hmm. glad that I did that. But in a sense, like that's also not how life really works.
Well, I'm not saying you don't have a responsibility to take care of your family, no matter who it is, right?
So also get home.
Right. But I'm telling you right now, the way things are is that we can hire caregivers anytime we need to, if need be. You know, I mean, if things got really, really, really bad, I mean, I guess we could have someone to move in permanently. I think that would be the first thing.
No, it just feels weird.
I know. Well, it's uncertainty, right? That's the thing that's kind of jabbing you is the uncertainty of aging.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, something horrific could happen to you.
Yeah. You know? Why don't you move up here?
All right. I'm on the next flight.
I mean, she's obviously throwing out ideas of like, you know, I'll just have somebody move in with me. And I'm like, that something feels wrong about that too. You know, as they get older, I feel like I need to be there. What thoughts on that?
Then go home more. I feel like that there are ways to be closer to them and spend time with them. And again, I don't think anyone has the answer that they can give you. It has to be like a decision that you have to make.
Are you feeling that yet though? You're younger. Obviously your parents are younger.
Absolutely.
You're younger. Do you feel that yet though of where?
100%.
I don't know that I would have felt that at 32.
Well, I mean, not too long ago in the same week, my Apu, who is my dad's mom, got into a car accident. And my Tata, who is my mom's father, had emergency surgery within the same week of each other.
Yeah.
And this feeling, and I am very close to my family. It is actually very odd that I am this far away from them. And when that happened, like the feeling of knowing that I could not just get there immediately and like the fear of having to wait for an answer and not knowing, And so that is something that I struggle with. And here's the thing too, like, I don't think this conversation is meant to put guilt on anybody. I just think it has to bring up a question that you have to ask yourself, like, what is it that you want your life to look like? Mm-hmm. And for some, that looks like I get my life and like my joy and like my family breathes that into me. So if that's something that you have to decide and you want to go towards, that's just as important as chasing a dream. And that is the same vice versa. If someone is sitting here being like, I have to give myself a chance to use this life to see what would happen if I used this shot, because if I didn't, I couldn't live with myself with the not knowing, then go after that. But I think everyone deserves to ask themselves that question and sit, be okay with whatever the answer is for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So I think with this type of situation, I think what you can do for the time being, if that means you have to go back there, that's what that means. Or if that means you spending more time, like, you know, you like to travel a lot. You've done that for a lot of your life. So maybe you kind of split that time. It's like, you know, every other trip. It's like every other trip is for you. And then the other one is to go see your parents. Sure. Like, there's ways to go about that. But I feel like everyone deserves to answer that themselves.
I think moving home would absolutely drive me crazy. If I'm being honest with myself, I think living that close to my family might drive me absolutely nuts. My mom said, we'll move up there. I was like, well, that might be too close.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.